Hey folks, Dan Ferrio here with your market update for March 13th, 2024. So what we're going to talk about today is mortgage rates are ticking up just a little bit and the whys behind that. But there's really no economic news out today. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to go out and analyze some of your the main channels that a lot of you guys watch when it comes to maybe stocks and okay. I'm going to call out a few people today, and the people that I'm going to bring up on the screen, you're going to know. I guarantee you're going to know. To predict how well have they been giving you advice? Is their advice actually working out for you, making you money, saving you money, or is it really putting you in a bad spot but making someone else money? So let's get to it. Right here is what you're seeing. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. Now, these are not my rates, folks. These are not any individual bank's rates. What they are is Mortgage News Daily right up through there. They survey lenders all over the country, and they ask them these five questions. They say, if you had a buyer who's looking to buy their first house, it's going to be their primary home, and they're a first-time home buyer. Then if you have a 780 credit score and 25% down, that'd be your rate. Well, that's mostly 99% or not 99% of our clients. So if you're like 99% of our clients and that isn't yours, I'm going to give you all my videos so you can reach out to me so we can figure out, can we get you qualified for a home in 2024 and what rate would you qualify for? So without further ado, let's get to the news for today. So the first thing we want to go is to the economic calendar that we have. The only thing in the agenda today is crude oil prices and the 30-year bond auction. Now, tomorrow's a whole different story. It's coming in. The whole thing is it basically evolves around the Fed. We have core retail sales, we have jobs report, and then we have producer price inflation coming out tomorrow. So it's a big day tomorrow. But today what I wanted to talk about is I basically put a survey out there and said, folks, what do you want to hear about? And the majority of people want to know what's going on with home prices. So here's what I thought I'd do. I thought I'd go back in time and show you guys some predictions from some of the top YouTubers out there, the top YouTubers. So if you're following some of this advice, I want you to grade them at the end of this and say, if they were your financial planner, would you continue to use them? Okay. So right here, Graham Stephan is a huge guy on YouTube. He's a huge personality on TV. What has he been telling us over the last few years? Well, let's go back to this. He's giving up on stocks. This is 2 years ago, folks. Giving up on stocks. What's over here? Five investments he made. Housing market is about to just completely crash. Now, the poster child of the housing market crash is Nick, Reventure Capital. Look at this. 50% stock crash right through here. The housing market's going to crash. 60% here. What do we got over here? 30%, 40% crash, 50% crash, 50% layoffs. It's dismal out there, folks. Well, let's get to the reality. What truly happened? We're going to go that this is a year. You can go back 2 years, and they've always predicted this. Let's go and check out the reality. Okay, let's check it out. Let's grade these people. So you go to the first thing, Case-Shiller Index. This is how much home prices have gone up over the last 3 years. You can see I clicked it 3 years. Let me get my head out of the way so you can really look at the numbers. Right through here, what has home prices done over the last 3 years? On average, increased 10%. Right through here, 9.8%. So if you got out of the market through here or you didn't get in the market, you would have returned a 9.8% return. Okay, that's housing market. So to get out of housing or just completely saying the housing market's going to crash, see, there's an average of a 10%. Let's go to the stock market. Everybody's like, you got to get out of stocks. They're dropping 50%. I'm selling everything I got. Well, the S&P 500, it's a broad index of the stock market. What has it done? Three-year return is 33.72%. So in the housing market, you would have got an annualized return of 10%. S&P 500, you would have returned 33.72%. Go back to here. Crashing, like they said, stock market going to bust. Is, he overthrew here. Stock market's going to drop 50%. We got a recession, 40% crash. Foreclosures are spiking. All I want you to do, guys, is you guys evaluate these people that you watch on a daily basis. What are they doing for you? If these were your financial planners and you were sitting on the sidelines just renting, putting your money into a CD at 3 or 4%, is that prudent things for you to do? Some of you guys might say yes. The majority of you guys aren't going to. My reports. So let's get over to the how the bond market is reacting to all the news today, which is nothing. I really don't. There's no economic news out right now that's really causing this. So we have a little bit of a pullback in the bond markets right now. So what I need you to understand is right through here. How do we predict bonds or mortgage rates? We would look at the MBS market. What is MBS? It's a mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. Its yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Okay, so how we follow this is right here. We the price All you need to know is this, in the simplest terms. If the price goes down, which you're seeing right now, we're going to go up. Okay, let's look at a five-day forecast. Basically, we're back to where we were 5 days ago. Here's where we started 5 days ago. Here's where we are now. It's basically, we're not seeing anything right there. So my prediction for today is we're down 11 so far. That's going to uptick rates to about 6.95 midday. We don't really know what's going to happen the rest of the day because we have a bond auction coming up at 1 o'clock. That will play a little bit of a role into what happens today, but probably not that much. So we're going to see mortgage rates uptick to 6.95. I don't think we're going to teeter at the 7% range every day to figure out what's going on daily. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report every day to inform you guys everything real estate. I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states. I actually work at Allied First Bank. It's a federal bank here in right outside of Chicago, Illinois. That means I'm federally licensed. I can help anybody throughout the whole country as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing about us is we're one of the country's largest brokerages. Okay, so what does that mean for you? Well, if you want to shop for a mortgage, here's what I ask you to do. Do all your shopping around, call as many places as you can, and send us your best quote, okay? We're going to compare with your best quote with over 73 of the country's largest lenders to see, can we get you a better rate? Can we get you better fees? Most of the time, we're getting you better rates and better fees. So shop around, do what you got to do, come to us last, so we can be your last resort, and we can make sure you're getting the best rates in the market. So how do you do that? Well, there's two ways. If you're already locked in with a lender, you can go in and upload your loan estimate right there where it says loan estimate. That'll give me an idea what you're, well, not an idea. It'll show me exactly what you're getting from the other lenders. We're going to come back and do a video and show you guys, here's what they're offering you. Here's what we're offering you. Most of the time we beat them. Sometimes we don't. And we'll actually come out and say, God bless you. They beat us. We can't touch that. Go ahead and sign with them and you're good to go. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I'm just kicking the, I don't know if I qualify. I don't even know what my credit score is. We'd love to help you too. So what you need to do is click the apply now button. You can do that. Or if you're like, Dan, guys, can I email you guys? Well, yeah, you can do both of those. So what you're going to do is scroll down to the bottom of our website, therateupdate.com. You're going to go past all these blogs and things like that that are really educational and mortgage tools and calculators. But then when you go to the bottom, I'm getting vertigo. You can see our email address is right here. That's dan@therateupdate.com. Or you can even call us at 844-775-LOAN. So thanks so much for watching, guys. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that down below. And if you want to join us on our live event today, it will be at Wednesday. Every Wednesday we do it at 2:30 Central Time. Love to have you there to ask any questions that you have. And we answer those live on our YouTube live event. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to see you afternoon.